You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So let's do an opening confession. Y'all ready? Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies and to my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know, you ask. So the way we sung this morning, that was called a cappella. Yeah. There it is right there. I worked on that thing. I worked on it. See, sometimes you got to step out the box. You know, I just love how, as she was singing, the congregation got involved in this thing. They started to sing with her. When she got quiet, they got loud. Glory to God. Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Amen.
When you feel a little faint, somebody else will lift you up. Yes. Amen? Yes. Everybody breathing okay? I'm excited about this message. I got away from the car. Porter, where you at? I got away from the car. But I want to talk about core values. I want to get up in the business. Amen? Y'all ready for this? Okay. All right, so let me give you an example. See, I put these two things together. Most of the time, it's core beliefs. But I want to talk about two components that can work together or work against. Is that okay with you? So the question I want to ask you, well, let me go ahead and say this first. All right, so a core, when we're looking at a core belief is a deeply held belief that informs how we see ourselves and others. So this is automatic. We ain't even got to think about this. Whatever belief system you have, whatever core belief you have, you automatically see yourself in a certain way and you see others in a certain way. How many times do we know most of the time when we see ourselves, we're going to see others the way we see ourselves? So innocent people don't stand a chance if you got an ugly view of yourself. Am I lying on anybody? Okay. All right, so that's what? Core belief. Now let's go to values. Values are individual beliefs that motivate people to act one way or another. I'm going to repeat it. Values, individual beliefs. That means whose beliefs are they? That motivate people to act one way or another. So if you put a core belief, a core with values, you got some stuff on your hands. But if you're walking in light of God's word, what you see and how you act and how you respond is going to be different. But if you're not walking with him and we get fleshly, anybody ever got fleshly? Y'all ain't even got to raise your hand. I'm seeing everybody. I got my hands up. I got two hands up. But let's talk about this thing, core values. In Romans chapter 14, verse 19, in the Amplified, it says, so then, let us pursue with enthusiasm. How are we supposed to pursue? With enthusiasm. Things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Things which lead to spiritual growth. Things which lead to spiritual growth. So check this out. Now, we're supposed to be excited, enthusiastic about making peace. When was the last time you had to make peace? Raise your hand. I'm not going to call on you to talk about it, though. Raise your hand the last time you had to make peace. Raise your hand if, okay, that's part one. Raise your hand if you made peace and you didn't feel like making peace. Because you didn't think it was your fault. See, a whole lot of people raised their hand about that one. Then it goes on to say, make peace in the building up of one another. Things which lead to spiritual growth. How many know when you operate in peace, not only are you growing, but the person you interact with has some growth. But maybe not the way we want it to grow. Am I lying on anybody? Because you had sacrificed yourself, didn't you? Because, you know, when we think we right, we right. And we're going to make sure you know we right. Am I lying on anybody? Okay. All right, this side ready. Y'all ready. This side trying to be at peace with one another. But spiritual growth, how important is spiritual growth? It's important to us. That's who we are. We're spiritual beings. And once we operate in who God called us to, life gets better. All right, so let's look values. Okay, so let's break it down. Okay, y'all want to write this one down. This is a thought process, okay? So values equal belief systems, okay? So if we said values, just write down guides and indirects or guides and dictates. And we don't like a lot of dictating, but we want talking to ourselves. Our beliefs allow us to be dictated to. Because what our beliefs say, what our values say, is first you're going to see something. It's going to be your sight. And when you see something, you're measuring up, you're taking those values, and you're taking them and you're lining up with what you believe. Okay? So you see somebody walking with somebody else, and you know they married. The first thing, now, depending on how you see yourself and others, you're going to say, okay, they must be messing around. Okay? Am I lying? No, y'all ain't got to raise your hand. I know that's what you think. And then, so you got the sight. You saw what happened. Next thing you did, you formed some thoughts. Those thoughts are good or the bad? Y'all talk to me. They bad? What do the bad thoughts say about seeing somebody with somebody else? Y'all can holler it out. You know you wrong. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Huh? They going somewhere. What else? I'm hollering it out. They messing around. She's not even that cute. Oh, she was. Oh. She's not. Thank you for your honesty. She's not even that cute. Huh? Somebody say yikes. Huh? We got a discussion over there. Bring it back over here. She's not wrong. She's not wrong. She said she's not even that cute. So can I get a third? I got two. Can I get three? Good. There it is. Three right there. Okay? All right? And then so now that we got that thought established, then we're going to have some words. Now who are we going to tell these words to? Are we talking to ourselves or are we calling somebody else to talk to them about what we just saw? Uh-oh. Huh? All of the above. We're going to talk to ourselves and put that thing together. Then we're going to call somebody else. Who are you going to call? Your friend or what? Huh? His wife. Oh, she said he's going to call his wife. Yes, sir. Boy. Man, y'all going in there. There's no mercy with you guys. Can we get some mercy, some grace, or something? No, you put that on somebody else. All right, so we got the words. We calling them people up and calling them. And then we're going to behave a certain way. What kind of behavior? I mean, y'all clearly saying how y'all would do. Call, tell, explain. Oh, say what? When you see him, you're going to give him the Evi. Okay. She said when she see him, she's going to give him the Evi. And he didn't even see y'all, so he don't know why you give him the Evi. So now he's going to go to his core values. What's wrong with her? What are you thinking about her? She never liked me anyway. She crazy. She crazy. She got an attitude. She got an attitude. And just came from church. She jealous. Miss Lee, they going wild today. They going wild. I can tell y'all operate in this. Oh! and then what's the behavior? Y'all done got it so far. What's the behavior of you all? After y'all done called, checked, made thoughts about it. What else? Oh, you're going to act differently towards that person. Okay, so we're going to act different toward. I appreciate y'all. Well, it's obvious that y'all know how this thing worked. Okay? Now, we're going to make some adjustments. We're going to get holy. Can we get holy? Elizabeth, can we get holy? No, she said she hopes so. Elizabeth says she hopes so. Now, remember about what values do. They guide and direct. So, show your morals. Principles of right and wrong. Your principles of right and wrong. We need God's principles, but for right now, we're operating on our principles. Is there an area where you need to have God's principles based off stuff you're dealing with? We're talking about values. What is that area where we are looking at it from our perspective instead of his? And God did never, I mean, if I'm wrong, y'all help me. Help me out now. You know, I know people like to see whether the pastor misses somewhere, so I'm going to throw this one out at you. I mean, have you ever seen this scripture where God said that his way is easy? He said his burden is easy. But he didn't say his way was easy. But it's sure. What sure mean? Certain. It's going to happen the way he said it's going to happen. But our frustration comes based off our core values is when it's coming. Lord, I talked to you about this yesterday and it's still the same. What's taking you so long? You got all these angels. And here it is. You can't get it done within a day. I'm going to talk to anybody about your values. Viewpoints and perspectives. You got your own view. How the pastor should teach. What he should teach on. He been talking about that message too long. Tired of hearing about it. Maybe if I miss church a couple days, it'll be over. By the time I come back, he might be talking about something different other than the car or the engine. or the brakes, or the PowerPoint, or the power steering. But when I'm talking about what values do, they guide and direct our viewpoint and our perspective. Have your perspective ever been wrong?
Yes.
Yeah? Would you admit it?
Yes.
Okay, I got one to say no, sir. I got one to say no, sir. I'm not going to admit anything. I saw it the way I saw it, and it is the way it is. So have your values ever been wrong? Your core values, have they ever been wrong? Did it take you a long time to recover from those? Why it take so long? Well, no, okay, might come in. Okay, Nicole, see, I've been patient. Might come your way. Just lift your hand up so she can follow you. He can follow you. What happened?
They were so deep that they had so many roots to them. Things
okay.
that I didn't even know were conscious.
Okay, all right. Okay, appreciate your honesty. Anybody else? You got one coming your way. Yeah, your viewpoints and perspectives, those things can be wrong. I didn't think speaking in tongues was good until I found out how powerful it was.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from a certain background church. Y'all know what background?
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, so as a result of that, man, you know, that's some weird stuff over there. Then when I found out how real it was, how peaceful it was, how it gave you the edge. See, sometimes we can change names and stuff. I call the Holy Spirit my edge. Y'all know about edges, right? You know, certain people take certain medications to give them the edge, certain drinks to give them the edge. And the Holy Spirit, he is my edge. And I don't know what you call him. I call him Holy Spirit too. But personalize. Can you personalize God's stuff? Okay, all right. That was real quiet. So we got a viewpoint on that. All right. Yes, sir.
It might make you question other things that you you know, that you held as a core issue and
okay.
not to start doubting yourself.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Okay, what else? Anybody else? Purpose and direction. Yes, ma'am.
I have an example.
Okay, let's take it.
I thought that, you know, to get a job, I had to depend solely on my own achievements.
Okay.
What I've done and what's on my resume.
Okay.
But that's not the case.
Come on.
And then it helped me to see, Nicole was saying so deep, it caused you to question other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was questioning, well, what else is there that I was trying to do on my own?
Okay.
That I don't have to depend on my own strength. I could depend on God's strength.
Glory. Thanks for sharing. Okay. How we see God in the world. How do we see God in the world? God, why are you letting this happen? How come you didn't fix this? How come you didn't change this? But you know, God is he doesn't force his way into things. If you don't want him, he'll leave. School system, what did he say? We don't want you praying? When we was in school, now I'll get ready to ask people, how old are you? But you're not supposed to ask a woman her age. But when we was in school, the biggest challenge we had was cheating. We had nobody, you know, if you fought and I'm 64, right, honey, 64?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, honey. All right, okay. All right, just check. So the biggest day in our school, if we fought, it was over in the bathroom. You fought after you got beat, you know, y'all shook hands and went on from there. They didn't come back with no gun, no knife. You know, when after it was over, you shook hands, you walked on out of the bathroom, made sure the person who hit you even helped you take your blood off. Am I lying on anybody? And then you just walk on out. Teacher never knew what happened because everybody covered each other. Somebody stood by the door. You know what I'm saying? Tim, am I lying, man? But see, then they take God out of the school. And then what happened? Guns. And then when there was a fight, the fights went on, and then they're going to catch you after class. They're going to follow you home. They got a gang with them. It was supposed to be just between you and them. But when you say, God, we don't want you in the school, then that's the protection. That's values that were there. The teacher could correct you. Now some of the teachers just stand back because they're thinking about what's next steps. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Teaching is at an all-time low because they think about, man, am I coming, going to school, and will I be able to come home? But when you ask God to leave, he'll leave. I know I got spiritual and natural people here. Yes, ma'am. Mike, coming your way. I got spiritual and natural people here, so we're going to talk about both kinds, the spiritual values and the natural values. Yes, ma'am.
I went to private school for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And they called him the headmaster.
Okay.
Paddle.
Okay.
So he would preach to me first, and okay. then I would get my spanking and uh-huh. go back to class.
There it is. And then when you went home and said, what happened? Did the mom or the dad go there and beat the headmaster?
No, nope, they knew about it.
Yes, sir. How many of y'all got paddled on the hand? Okay, some of y'all need to raise your hand, because I know based on seeing you, yeah, you were charged. Yes, sir. And you know, your family... Did the teacher talk to you when they spanked? I mean, did you have to go to the headmaster or the principal? They couldn't do it in class. Yeah, private school? Okay, y'all here especially because the teacher that I was in the class with powered your hand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They tell everybody, put your head down. And you know the people were looking. You know the people were looking. So let's talk about spiritual versus natural values. Spiritual values, our relationship with God. Our relationship with his presence and our relationship with his word. Guys, when we accepted Christ, God came on the inside of us. He's not out there. He's in here. And I want you to get used to having that conversation with him. See, some people think about when you pray, you got to pray all day. Nothing wrong with praying all day. But sometimes you just need to talk. You just need to share. You just need to hear. You just need to listen. Because he's talking to us all the time, but his presence is on the inside of us. It's in our spirit. So what we do, the things we do, if we recognize his presence never left us. What we say, the things that we say, if we recognize his presence was always with us. What we act, the way we act. Because see, sometimes we look around before we act up. We need to look on the inside. See what he's saying. See what he's feeling. You ever cried to him? You understand what I'm saying? Cried with him. Lord, that thing hurt me. I want to talk to you about it. And see, the thing I love about my father, if it's okay for me to talk about my father, is that he don't condemn us. He brings us to a place where we recognize our worth. See, this, because he has values. He takes us to a place where this is who you really are. Have you tried acting from that perspective? Or do you always act from hurt? How about acting from love? Now, I'm going to go wild on you in a minute. Y'all ready for it? Yes. Have you ever tried loving yourself through the situation instead of talking ugly to yourself? Y'all know what talking ugly means, right? You dummy. They said you would never amount to anything. You wasn't no good then. You wouldn't not know any good now. It's always your fault. If you got better at who you are, then this wouldn't have happened. But what about loving yourself? You can ask God, help me to love myself. Help me to enter into that relationship because you with me. Now, he ain't bring hate with him. He ain't bring condemnation with him. I mean, that's who living on the inside of us. He didn't bring those things with him because he loved us to life. He patient with us. He wants us to see ourselves the way he sees us. His word, when we talk about his word, and when we, I mean, I'm just talking about spiritual values. When do we talk about his word? I mean, put ourselves in his word. I'm not talking about, you know, because we quick talk about the word to others. Am I lying on anybody? Now, we're real quiet, but that's all right. I mean, when was the last time you told yourself the word? When was the last time you used his word to speak over your situation? Father, your word says. And see, when we personalize the word, we don't get to say the whole thing because by the time we start to say it, his presence is manifest because it gets bigger. How many of y'all like to hear somebody say something you shared with them? See, y'all trying to act prideless, okay? And what happens is when you quote his word, his boldness come up on the inside of you. And you start to feel a sense of peace. And you want, well, if I had known it would have worked like that, I would have said it a while ago. But his presence, guys, get to the point where his presence is. You are aware of that before anything else.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, Join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.